What will the unemployment rate for August tell us? Well, it's been a summer in which federal jobs, stimulus jobs, public sector jobs have been sustaining the economy, but that those programs are ending, and the impact on the economy, or at least what is revealed in the private sector, is a bit disturbing. 9.5% was the unemployment rate for July. What will it be for August? The economists have a consensus figure of 9.6%. That would mean that it's inching up. William Rogers joins us, professor and chief economist at the Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
So there are a lot of competing phenomena here in these employment figures, and I want to couple some of my questions with the situation with our listeners, because we started this conversation online and listeners are sort of telling us what they're facing out there. In South Florida, one listener told us it's much scarier this month than last month. Here's what a listener in out west says.
This is James. I'm calling from Colorado Springs. As more people go unemployed, my business is getting slower and slower.
And listen to what Aaron said on our Facebook page. I've been laid off twice in the last 14 months. I'm facing eviction from my apartment. After sending out countless resumes since departing from my last job a month ago, I was finally called for not one but two interviews on the same day. This morning, I'm heading in for my first of two working interviews as follow-ups. So, it's still scary, writes Aaron, but perhaps looking up. That's a pretty good characterization of how we're bouncing around here at what seems to be a bottom for the unemployment rate. What are you seeing, Professor William Rogers?
Yeah, I can't say we're at a bottom, but I think we're seeing that we're at this a transition point. But we had some strong growth, job creation in the first quarter of the year, but then in the second quarter, that acceleration turned into a deceleration. And so when you're having that case, you get this these different conflicting types of information. And as Secretary Herman, who I worked with back at the as our chief economist in 2000, even in the great economy there, unemployment was 4%, but it wasn't 4% everywhere. So you could have a situation where individuals in Florida are still really being challenged because they, in their case, they were hit by the housing crisis. But then in another part of the United States, you can actually have improvement because let's say they weren't hit as hard by the housing crisis.
You know, the narrative for much of this year and certainly the summer has been the wearing down of the public sector programs, stimulus programs, the census jobs. Those are starting to leave the economy. And what does it reveal about the underlying strength of, say, private sector employers actually bringing on new workers?
Yeah, it shows that one story could be the stimulus wasn't large enough, and it also they're having it fade out too much, and which a large part of that could be due to the political process that really forced what the administration wanted it to do to be diluted. And so I'm looking at this report, really there's two messages I'm looking for. The economics message I'm looking for is, one, you know, are we still seeing a deceleration, or are we going to be able to, or did we turn the corner a little bit or bottom out from a standpoint of helping us understand, are we moving towards a more of a double dip scenario or possibly just still a kind of jobless recovery where we had gross domestic product expanding by 1.6%, very meager, very, very, very modest, but meaning that it's not large enough to create jobs. And then there's the political message I'm looking for. The administration and members of Congress and all throughout the United States, we're looking to see, you know, what this number will tell in terms of does it continue a trajectory that's going to lower consumer confidence, it's going to get firms to steal to express their doubts about the uncertainty for expanding, or is it going to turn the trajectory to a more of a positive side to where when voters go to the polls in the next few months, they're going to be feeling more positive and would be willing to take a more longer view about the administration's policies.
Well, William Rogers, our last real recession was in 2001, is that correct?
That's correct.
And it was not as severe as this one.
That's correct.
And how long did it take after that 2001 recession before we saw some real job growth?
It took that time about 30-something months for us to get to a point where you had positive job creation. But, you know, one thing I want to remind our listeners is that The population or the labor force is growing at an average of around 130,000 to 150,000 per month. And so you have to be above those thresholds in the 200,000 to 300,000 range before we begin to really able to draw down the unemployment rate.
And that's how many jobs need to be created to stay ahead of the just the general sort of workforce population growth.
Yeah, you're in the 200,000 to 300,000 range consistently, and that will then draw down those who are actively searching. But it will also help to address the needs of other people who used to live, I call, on Main Street. These are communities that were really buffeted. These are called the side streets. These are people who lived in communities that were really buffeted and hit hard by the recession, and now they're going to be one of the last in terms of the queue to sort of be pulled back into the economy. Or these are also urban communities, rural communities, that even in the times of economic expansion, they're still on those side streets and have greater difficulty getting pulled back into the economic mainstream. So we need to be in the 200,000, 300,000 range consistently for those good things to happen.
Professor Rogers, there have been some reports of bright spots in the manufacturing sector, and some of them were surprises. In many cases this week, investors really responded positively to some positive signs in manufacturing. Do you see that across the board? Do you think those numbers are enough to do what you say is necessary to actually create a net job growth?
No. I mean, I think it's great that the manufacturing sector actually has been helping to lead us out. But we have to remind ourselves, too, that 60 to 70% of national income or gross domestic product is basic consumption, household consumption. And when you look back at this experience over the last 2 to 3 years, we just took a major hit in consumption, personal consumption by households. And so that really needs to come back. Will it come back at the go-go levels that we saw in the early 2000s? Probably not, because there really is a new normal. People are concerned about getting too extended. But it still can come back at a stronger pace to grow service jobs, which will complement the manufacturing growth that we've seen.
Although it's facing a real uphill trend there. I'm just reminded of what James said from Colorado Springs. As more people go unemployed, my business is getting slower and slower. So definitely a headwind for the economy. William Rogers, professor and chief economist at the Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Thank you so much, sir.
Have a great Labor Day.